Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Welcome back, everybody. Hour three of In This League on the Sports Grid. Get on the grid. You guys know what that means. I'm joined by my friend, Casey Bubba, at BDantric on the Twitter machine. What is going on, Casey?
What's going on, Bogman? You know, a long time no talk, my friend. It's always fun chatting it up here. I know I say the same line every time, but baseball is in full force, and it's been awesome right now. Like there's some good stuff. Drama. There's golf we're going to talk about, and the Lakers getting bounced. It's a beautiful time of the year.
I mean, I'm telling you, as we're recording this, the Lakers are not officially eliminated right now. But
it's over.
It's in the second quarter, and they are losing by 20 plus points here. Anthony Davis looks like he is just done.
Frank Donaghy, Robert Horry, they're not coming out. It's not happening.
Frank Vogel looks like he is just stunned. He looks shell shocked right now. So there's a whole second half and, you know, a big chunk of the second quarter to go in this game, like I said, as we're recording, but it ain't looking good for the Lakers.
I'd hate to be some of like the Kuzmas and other role players, because that bus backing up is going to hurt when LeBron runs you all over and blames all of you all for it. Like, it's going to be a painful few days coming up.
Yeah, I mean, look, LeBron's got an ankle injury too, and AD shouldn't have played in this game. That's a huge difference maker. But the NBA playoffs have been fun too. Did you see that Ron Rivera said he wants to give the security guard a contract, the guy who tackled the idiot that ran out onto the court?
Yeah, no, that was good stuff, because, you know, we talked about it last week. These idiots, and then he's continued throwing stuff on the court. It's like, come on, guys. Yeah. We just got back to life here. Stop screwing it up for us. Like, they're going to take it away again.
And it's, you know, of course, it is the few ruining it for the many, as it always is.
In life, in a nutshell.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, dude, I saw, you know, we talking about the John Morant's dad and mom getting yelled at. And there was a guy on TikTok who was making videos with him the whole time, who was bottom beers and stuff, who was great. But then you get the other morons, right? So that ruin it for everyone, like we said. So hopefully we'll have no more of those instances. You know, I mean, there's still games in
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio.
Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Philly, so who knows, but we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk baseball. We got football on the horizon, so stick with us. We'll be right back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Is it called
a... In this league.
Because who could be scared of it?
In this league.
Yeah, just this nice bloke from down the road, isn't he? What's wrong with you?
Hello, I'm...
In this league.
I've just moved in. My wife has got varicose veins.
I'm having a heart attack. I'm having a heart attack.
You're not having an heart attack.
Welcome back, everybody. Hour 3 of In This League on the Sports Grid. Get on the grid. I'm here with Casey Bubba. Like I said, at BDantric. Bubba, tell everybody all the stuff and things that you are doing right now on the interwebs.
Right now, Bench with Bubba podcast, that's the go-to. So come check me out over there. Usually twice a week when I don't have a guest, you know, flake on me. So that's always fun stuff. But also doing written content at rotoballer.com. Some stuff like Fantasy Degens. We have the Line Star Show. We've got a golf podcast, Always Pressing, PGA DFS. So it's usually 2 to 3 podcasts, maybe sometimes 4 a day, Monday through Friday, written content Monday through Friday. Just check me out on Twitter. And I do even do waiver wire stuff on the weekend. So come have all the fun.
So I'm trying to, I'm giving you the chance to get me into golf. I don't think it's going to happen. It's just not something I grew up with. It's too early in the morning for me. It's, you know, it runs when I'm watching other stuff. So I don't think I don't think it's going to happen, but I'm going to let you put the work in and I'm going to give you the floor to talk about the golf updates. I know we were talking about the rivalry and honestly, I can't remember anybody's name, but you sent me a video, immediately after we were done recording. It was like the next morning you sent it to me and there was a song that was made about one of these guys. So explain, you know, rehash it a little bit and then tell us about this song.
All right, for those that sleep under a rock and don't like golf, I understand. Brooks Koepka, I call him BDE Brooks. You know, the initials are four. And Bryson DeChambeau, the nerd, the buff nerd, they have had a feud for a long time, for many things. And Bryson sparked that up again at the end of the PGA Championship. So they've been going at it back and forth on Twitter. We talked about when Aaron Rodgers has teamed up with Bryson for the upcoming match, and Brooks, you know, did things. And Twitter beef was fun. That kind of died down a little bit. But after we got done talking, there's this gentleman that about 1 or 2 years ago, he plays the piano, plays it very well, and he basically makes songs, like parody songs about situations in golf. Like one weekend, a guy choked away a win on Sunday, and he wrote a big song on it. It was pretty funny, and even the guy shouted him out. So on this one, he basically writes a song basically using Brooks's voice in theory. Like he's singing it, but he's saying what Brooks kind of wants to say
Brooks's
to Bryson.
Perspective.
Yes,
right.
And he's basically like, why don't you ditch the NFL players and come play me for skins? For those that don't know skins, that's basically you play for X amount of dollars per hole. If the hole ties, that money carries over and doubles or whatever on the next hole. So he wants to go play for money is what he's telling them.
Yeah.
Let's go pony up, boys. And there's many other things in that line. Like if you guys can check it out, absolutely phenomenal stuff that was taking place in that deal. Just trash talk after trash talk after trash talk. So let's dive down a bit. Brooks's fiance, Smoke Show, beautiful. She's a model. She was on a girls trip and there's the barista that puts like pictures in the foam. And the first day she puts it on Instagram, it was Brooks's face. The second day the barista had Bryson's face in it. So that was pretty funny. So that's about the gist of it. Bryson's playing this weekend in Ohio at Jack's place. Brooks is off. I think in 2 weeks we have the US Open. That's what we're clamoring for. I hope we can talk about next week that they've paired them up, but usually pairings don't get released till the Monday beforehand. But the goal is to have Bryson and Brooks in the opening round pairing because that'll be
an electric factor. Right?
If they want eyeballs to TVs, which you think they'd want, it's in San Diego. I'd be tempted to drive. I have a buddy that lives 20 minutes from the golf course. I'd have a place to sleep. It would be must see. So that's where we're at right now. It's kind of calmed down just a little bit, but it's still pretty fun stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, I like the update. And like you said, 2 weeks. So that's what we're looking for is the
It'll be better than the Paul brother versus Mayweather fight this Saturday.
And that's this Saturday. See, I don't even know. I didn't even know that was this Saturday. So
pretty sure it's this Saturday. One of them's fighting this Saturday. I'm pretty sure it's Paul Mayweather. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure it is. I'm not good with that stuff. Like I saw, isn't he already lining up a fight for after Mayweather too?
It's his brother. That's where it gets confusing. So I think, I think this is Jake Paul facing Mayweather. Could be totally wrong. I'm at Mediantric if you want to roast me. But Logan Paul, his brother, has actually been like boxing for like 3+ years. He takes it seriously. And so they gave him a legit MMA fighter, Tyrone Woodley, who's kind of washed up in the MMA world, but still the dude's fought. Like he was a title holder at one point.
Right.
That's going to be entertaining because if Jake Paul can beat him, maybe there's some validity to it. We'll see. But Jake Paul should get absolutely murdered by Mayweather. But we'll see. He's a big boy. You never know.
He is a big dude. So that's interesting. And
I won't pay to see it. I'll tell you that.
No, absolutely not. Are you kidding me? There's just no way. Like if somebody else wants to pay for it, I mean, all that stuff's always pirated. I mean, it's not that it's not nice to go about that stuff, but there's just it's all internet fervor. It's not real to me. It's all fake. You know what I mean? It's not these guys don't actually dislike each other. They're all doing it for the money. You know, they tried to drum up some interest in it with, you know, what did Jake Paul take his hat or something at the press conference?
Yeah. Then Jake Paul's not allowed to come to anything anymore. And he said there's no judges now, knockouts only. And I'm like, oh, OK, whatever you say.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. It's so ridiculous and so absurd. I'm just not going to listen to it. Kind of like the Nick Castellanos has said this about Major League Baseball cracking down on foreign substances for pitchers. And this is the worst kept secret we've ever seen in baseball. I mean, even in Major League, like the first baseball movie I watched, you know, they were talking about, you know, getting some jalapeno pepper to get some snot out, put some KY jelly on your arm, put some pine tar in your glove. You know what I mean?
Crisco in your belt buckle. Yeah, he's like seven different substances on him.
Yeah, he had like 8 different things. He's like, well, I'm not a fireballer like you anymore, so I got to use all this stuff. And we've seen like guys have gotten thrown out of games for using substances, but you have to be so unbelievably obvious about it. You have to, like, Michael Pineda had a big stupid glob of it on his neck, and it was just so obvious that it was there. And Joe West like had to throw him out. He didn't even want to do it. He was just like, all right, you're gone. That was like 5 years ago or whatever. So it was a long time ago from, you know, I mean, anything before 2020 is now a long time ago because that's kind of our marker in our life. But do you think that baseball is actually going to do anything? I mean, they cracked down on some of these minor league guys. Is that a sign of things to come, or is this more empty promises?
I think it's empty promises because the Players Association can buck the trend as much as they want. Like, well, if he's doing it, you got to stop everybody. I think it's their ideas. If we start in the minors, by the time they get to the bigs, they know what they're doing without it type thing. I think that's their plan. Like they've tried with so many.
That's a decent plan.
I think that's why they try a lot of the rules in the minors first. Like, okay, get them accustomed to this. So then when they are in the bigs, they're trained. It's like training a dog basically. And so I think that's their plan. I don't know. I don't know if they're smart enough to think of it that way, but that's the only thing that makes sense to me. But it's funny watching all this because if they wanted to crack down, Bauer would be like half the league. Like I've listened to so many. I know I talk about it a lot. There's a podcast I listen to, the Chris Rose Rotation, and that's the last I'll say of it, but it's not fantasy or betting related, but he has legit 6 players and they bring other players on the talk. And it's some of the best conversation you'll hear. It's absolutely amazing stuff. They've had pitchers talk about how they use the substances, why, which one should be allowed, which one shouldn't be, like which guys take it too far. They have such like real conversations that you're not going to get on a Zoom meeting after a ball game. That it really opens your eyes to, like, some of them say, this is why we do it, not because of this, because of that, like whatever, but some people abuse it. So they are even admitting there's got to be a line in the sand type thing. So
yeah,
I don't know.
And I've heard like specific pitchers say, well, look, if batters can use pine tar, why can't pitchers also use pine tar? Right. Like that's that kind of makes. And to me, honestly, it makes sense. And I've heard some hitters even say like, look, this gives these guys better command and control. And I'm not trying to get, you know, hit in the face with a baseball. So why not, you know, why not let them have it? Maybe, like you said, don't let them go overboard and have a million things on them. But if it's just pine tar, then all right, it's just pine tar. And then after that, you know, whatever else they're using, any oils or whatever, Crisco, like we said, snot, none of that is legal.
Moro Casino. Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Like, you know, I mean, when it's cold, they're not even allowed to go to their mouth a certain amount of times, and that they're just trying to warm their hand up so they get feeling in it so they can grip the ball properly.
There's a funny story about that too, but we don't have time for that.
Yeah, well, it may not be appropriate. So anyway, we're going to take a break here, and we're going to come back. Look, I can't do this with the Welsh. You guys know he hates all-star ballots, but I'm going to cast an all-star ballot with Bubba here. It's going to be a lot of fun, so stick with us. We'll be right back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Minutes late. I use the side door. After that, I just sort of space out for about an hour. Space out? I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more?
Let me tell you something about
In This League.
Welcome back, everybody. In This League on the Sports Grid, get on the grid. I'm your host, Scott Bogman. Follow me on the Twitter at Bogman Sports, joined by Casey Bubba. And we're going to be casting a all-star ballot here. Now, the Welsh absolutely hates the fact that we can vote on this, and you know, because you get these weird votes when Boston is good, all Boston players, right? It seems like every year the Royals and Reds get a ton of people in for no reason outside of the fact that there's nothing to do in Cincinnati and Kansas City, and all these guys are doing are casting all-star ballots, right? So it can be a little bit absurd. I mean, in the NBA it's even worse. I remember when like Yao Ming didn't play for a year and he was still an all-star starter because so many people in China were voting for him. You know, it's just the way it goes, but it's part of the game. It's been part for a while. So let's fill one out. Let's try to do it fair though. So let's start at first base, Bub, and in the American League.
Pretty
if
easy.
You're looking, it's Vlad, right? It's yes. Not hard.
Vladito. It's Vladito.
So, I mean, you know, look, Abreu is having a good season, too. There's other guys having good years. Jared Walsh is having a great year so far. But, I mean, you know, it's pretty much, it's Vlad. Yuli Gurriel is having a good year, hitting .310, but he's hitting 25 points worse, and he has 9 fewer homers. So, right now, it's Vlad. In the NL, it's probably a little bit closer. Who are you voting for the All-Star game first base in the NL?
It pains me to say it, but after that month of May he had, I'm going Max Muncy. The dude is absolutely crushing baseballs. He should be second base eligible, not first base, but I digress. I go Max Muncy. Looking at the overall first base landscape there, though, it's pretty not so great in the National League. I remember the days where all the talent was at first base, and it's not quite there anymore.
Right, and Muncy's hitting .268. He's got 13 homers, 30 RBI, .964 OPS. I'll throw an argument up for Rhys Hoskins. 12 homers, 34 RBI.
If you want to go Reese, if you want to go Reese, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, let's go no Dodgers. You know,
I'm a fan of Team No Dodger. This is why voting's great, Welsh. See, Team No Dodger. I forgot. He's a Dodger fan now. That's right.
He's not. That was just a sign Bauer. No more. Of course. I mean, you got to draw the line somewhere, and at least he drew the line there, right?
The line was never.
yeah, never with Bauer, right? Now, second base in the AL, you know, we got Altuve's hitting 296. LeMahieu's only up to 255. Madrigal is hitting 291. Whit Merrifield is stolen a ton of bases. He's leading the league right now. But Marcus Semien, you know, I hate to make this a Blue Jays show here, but it's probably got to be Marcus Semien, right?
Yeah.
I
mean, yeah.
There's some argument for Whit.
That was my thing. Is like, for me, it's Marcus Semien as well. Yes, and the baby Blue Jays are well deserving of many more picks as we keep talking. But I would be willing to hear a good argument for Whit Merrifield because he's on a much worse team than Marcus Semien, and he didn't play in Dunedin like Marcus Semien did. And what he's doing by stealing bases when everyone said he's basically done is pretty darn impressive. So I still think Whit's very, very good, but you got to give Semien the nod, which has to pain A's fans who tried to cheap him so hard for his contract.
Yeah, and look, Whit Merrifield's going to get enough votes from the Kansas City people. They always
He'll be their one guy, so he'll be their tribute.
Right, exactly. How about in the NL, we have guys, Ozzie is up to hitting 251. Jazz has spent some time on the IL, but he's hitting 251 with six homers. Cronenworth's hitting 282. Tommy Edman is having a strong year. Adam Frazier leads the league in hits right now. You know, there's other guys in here. India's having a good rookie year. McMahon has been good for the Rockies. He's got 13 homers. So I think it's a little bit more open in the National League. Who would you go with?
It's much more open. Like Ozzie Albies is being good. Cronenworth has been amazing. Tommy Edman, we're not even seeing his stolen base stats here. He's been doing that like crazy. But for me, I'm going with Ryan McMahon. He's done it in Coors and outside of Coors. He's basically kept that train running as best it can because, you know, it's pretty much running on half an engine. So I'm going to give Ryan McMahon the nod here, especially at home in Colorado. Let him be the starting second baseman.
All right. I'm not going to push back. That's fine. How about third base in the American League? We've got Cavendishio's on this. It's not going to be Cavendishio. Bregman's hitting 289 with six homers. Candelario's having a good year. Rafael Devers has 14 home runs. Josh Donaldson went yard twice on Thursday. Moncada's hitting 299. Rendon, he's been banged up. Jose Ramirez he has 13 homers and some swipes. So who are you going with at third base in the AL?
Like, JRAM's always great. Moncada's having a heck of a year. But for me, it's Rafael Devers. Like, he's dealing with batting average. He's driving in runs. He's doing a little bit of everything. So I'm going Rafael Devers, if that's okay with you.
That is fine by me. How about in the National League? We've got Arenado has 11 homers. Chris Bryant has 12, and he's hitting 319. JD Davis. Eduardo Escobar has 13 homers. Longoria has had a great year, leading the league in hard hit percentage, a little banged up right now. Turner's been good. Who are you going with in the National League at third?
I'm going to narrow it down to two guys, and I'll let you make the pick. I lean Chris Bryant because he has been absolutely amazing, and it's part of me, like my apology tour, because I was way wrong on him. He's been great. But I'm also going to bring up the topic of Austin Riley has been insane. Now, people are going to say 25 RBIs. It's not his fault. He's got Acuna and Albies and Freeman and one point Ozuna, all these guys driving in runs before him. Plus, he's batting seventh for the longest time. But he's still hitting homers. He's hitting for average. So I would say it's between Bryant and Riley. I'm assuming Bryant gets the nod, but Riley should be heavily considered, I think.
Yeah, it's gonna be Bryant for me. I tell you what, though. Riley's going to get that like last vote in. I bet you that you know,
one of like those last five guys or whatever.
Yeah, one of those last five guys that are voted in more on Twitter than anything else. Yep. I bet he's one of those guys. American League shortstop, Bub. We've got Tim Anderson having another fantastic year, hitting 296, six homers, a bunch of stolen bases. Bo Bichette hitting 262 with 11 homers and some swipes. Bogarts is hitting over 300. Carlos Correa has picked it up really over the last two or three weeks here. He's hitting 274 with eight bombs. Outside of that, Mondesi just came back. Glaber only has two homers. I think those are probably the guys that we're between here.
Yeah, it comes down to Tim Anderson, Bo Bichette, and Xander Bogarts for me. That's the three guys I'm really, really looking hard at. All well-deserving. We already got two baby Blue Jays. Do we want to make it three? I don't know. I kind of lean Xander Bogaerts here. I have a Xander and Rafi on one point, Simeon and Vladito on the other.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Xander. Xander Bogaerts. I've always loved Xander, so I'm going to, you know, just give the nod to him because I like
him. East Coast bias we have here.
Apparently. How about in the National League? Baez is hitting. He's up to 253, 14 home runs. Brandon Crawford, your boy, has 11 homers and 33 RBI, hitting 250. It's obviously not going to be Lindor this year. Corey Seager was having a good year before getting hurt. Same thing with Story. Suarez is only hitting 158. Dansby Swanson has 10 homers, but he's only hitting 239. But it's Tatis.
Yeah, it pains me because I really wanted to be Crawford as a homer because he has been, he even went deep again on Thursday night. Like the dude, he went to the deepest part of that ballpark on Thursday night. It's unreal, but it's between Tatis and Turner. Don't shortcut Turner, but yeah, it's Tatis. He's him and Vladito are the MVPs at the moment.
I kind of want to give the catcher just to Mitch Garver because he just underwent nut surgery. So
he deserves some kind of love. Yes.
He deserves something.
Can't even love himself right now.
Right. Exactly. So, but it's Salvi. I mean, he went yard homers twice tonight. Jesus. Yeah. On the night I picked him, by the way, no big deal. So, how about in, I mean, we don't even have to discuss anybody else in the AL. No. It's Salvi. Yep. Right. In the NL, it's a little more dicey. Is there someone that jumps out to you? I mean, I'm just going to pick him because, you know, I'll throw this at you.
You better say it.
Carson Kelly's playing pretty well. It has to be Posey.
Yes, but it's Posey.
I bet you if Carson Kelly hadn't broken his toe that you're we'd be correct. Talking about him too. So.
But if your aunt had nuts, we call him your uncle. So
yeah, that's right.
Just how it goes.
If ifs and buts was candies and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas. Tell them
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Outfielders, we're picking three here.
This is tough.
American League, who just jumps off? I mean, Adolis has to get one, right?
Adolis has to get one. Yes, I'll check that box right there.
Richick's having a pretty solid year.
Richick's good, but the Oscar's playing well on a shortened season.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to scroll quickly. Like, Laureano was good. He slowed down. Kana's been really good. Man, it's Trout's great, but Trout's obviously not around right now.
Let's go Tucker. I think he needs to get one, right?
Ooh, that'd be sneaky nice. I can go with that.
So Tucker, Adolis, and one other one. Give me one
other one. Let's go with, let's have some fun with it. Let's make people angry. Let's go Mark Canna.
Okay.
Are you okay with that? Are you okay?
Yeah,
with that?
Yeah, I'm fine. I just can't find his stupid name on here. There
alphabetical.
It is. Yeah, yeah. Oh, it is alphabetical by last name. Okay. Yep. And then in the National League, Acuna has to get one. I mean,
yes, that's an easy cut and dry one.
Then we've got spots for two other guys here. Cassianos has to probably get one as well. 364 average with 12 homers. And then the last spot, obviously, Al's having a good year. 11 homers for him. Harper's hurt, so probably can't be him. Cattell was banged up before. Can't be him. Same thing with Starling
Jesse
Marte.
Winker.
Okay, you know what? That's a good one. Jesse Winker. It ain't going to be Yelich, even though he's starting to come around.
How about this? Before we finalize that, can we take Castillon? You got to play him. So you got two Reds in the outfield. It's fine.
Well, who is your other guy?
No, he's deserving. He's deserving. It's fine.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Were you gonna give it? You're going to try to give it to a Giant, were you?
No.
Okay. DH, last one here. Who do you got for DH?
For DH, we're going to give it. Just give it to Nelly.
Yeah.
Just give it to Nelly. It's either him or JD. Or do you want to go Yermín Mercedes?
No. You know what?
Shohei Ohtani. I'm an idiot.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's go Shohei.
I didn't realize he was DH eligible. Then I scrolled down. Yeah, give it to Shohei.
Yeah, it's got to be Shohei. So, all right, that's it. We filled out an all-star ballot. When we come back, we're going to talk about some football. The USFL is coming back, apparently. Julio hasn't been traded yet. Curious, weird. How Julio hasn't been traded. And some other football stuff. So we're going to take a break when we come back right after this in this league on the Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to take care of yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps. Ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month.
Our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Chris Welsh
said you were coming.
What else did he say?
He said you were the best in the parsec.
Scott Bogman,
former Imperial sharpshooter.
That's not saying much.
I wasn't a stormtrooper, wiseass.
Please excuse his lack of decorum.
In this league.
This is the way. Stop touching things.
Welcome back, everybody. Hour 3 of In This League on the Sports Grid. Get on the grid. I'm your host, Scott Bogman. Follow me on the Twitter, @BogmanSports. Joined by Casey Bubba, @BDNTrick on Twitter. Please go and check out our Patreon, patreon.com/ITL Army, where we got all kinds of stuff for you. Bubba, I got the mascot series up. Welsh and I got that done. We got it recorded. And of course, the Welsh edited it, did a much better job than I could have, and got it posted. So you saw the artwork that our guy Jag did for it yesterday before we recorded the Line Star show. And you enjoyed it very, very much. It was, I heard a lot of laughing into the microphone.
For many, many reasons. It was great, especially for the reasons behind the scenes that only special people will know about. they're not privy to this show, let's put it that way. So, yeah, it was very, very good for many reasons. Well done, Jack. Yeah. Well done.
If you don't get it, just Google Piper Perry. You'll figure it out. So, anyway, let's talk some football here, Bub. We're kind of in the doldrums here. We had OTAs happen recently for a bunch of teams. And let's just start with Bruce Arians being pissed off at some of the players not showing up to OTAs. And specifically, it was Keyshawn Vaughn and Tyler Johnson that didn't show up. And, the NFL Players Association has pretty much said, hey, look, you know, it is in the contract that you don't have to show up to OTAs. It is an optional thing. So with last year, with, you know, a lot of players getting, I guess maybe feeling healthier after the season because they didn't have to go through training camp, because they didn't have to go through preseason, I think a lot of those guys are taking that to heart and are deciding not to show up. And now Arians is kind of being that old school coach being pissed off at everybody. I don't know if anyone is in the right here. So what are your thoughts on Arians calling out his players publicly? Because we saw no other coaches did that. So it's just kind of interesting that Arians did it.
It's what an old veteran grizzled coach would do, as you said. B, he just won a Super Bowl, so he's kind of entitled to say what he wishes. And C, he only called out two young players who he also backed up and said, well, they are working out with Tom still. I guess I'd rather work. Like, Tom's not there. He's not talking about Tom. He's talking about
Tom.
The two
just had
players.
Knee surgery. So,
but Tom's over there throwing balls to them where they're at. Like in that article, it talks about Keyshawn Vaughn's working out with Tom. They're all
Tyler
helping
Johnson
out.
Tyler Johnson is. Yeah.
So
yeah.
He throws those two under the bus, but at the same time goes, well, maybe I'd be working out with Tom too if I had that choice. So
yeah, that's true. And look,
I think
Bruce
it's
is it might be, but he said, hey, look, there's 10 guys that didn't show up that, you know, they don't realize they're fighting for their job. That was his first statement on it. So I don't know.
Well,
it's a
Players Association will have fun with that if they get cut.
Yeah, that's true. That is very true. So I kind of see this like it is with the substance in baseball, right? Like, all right, complain about it all you want, but at the end of the day, probably nothing's going to get done. So
pretty much like they're getting rid of a lot of this off season stuff. So just enjoy it while you can, old man. And then you'll go win another Super Bowl this year. Don't worry about
it. I mean, you know, how much longer can Bruce Arians coach anyway? He's a older guy with some health issues. You know what I mean? So Coach K just retired, by the way. Like that was like 2 days ago.
After next season.
After next season.
He's going to have a retirement tour. So he's going to go to every stadium.
Oh, my God. Yep. Yep.
Yeah, and that's what's going to happen. So
yeah, that's the Derek Jeter. I saw Derek Jeter's last All-Star game, and we were all, you know, applauding for him.
Did you get a basket on the way out?
I did not give him a basket, but I also didn't sign an NDA. So
gotcha.
I think you have to sign an NDA to get a thank you for the sex basket from.
You really think there was an autographed baseball in each basket with all the other stuff? Because that'd be
I hope so.
That'd be so so amazing. Like
Movie was that with Steve Carell where he played a magician and he did that? He it was like a headshot that he autographed that he put into a basket for the ladies after he had sex with them, and he made them sign the gigantic NDA when they came up to his room.
That's amazing, and I'm jealous. I'm jealous I didn't have that many options. I'm jealous I didn't have that thought process. I was more just happy, like, oh, you're actually going to do this. I didn't think of anything else along the way.
Yeah, beggars can't be choosers. Yep. So, you know, we take what we can get.
When you're a slap hitter, you enjoy life.
Every once in a while, one goes over the fence. You know, that's
I'm
nice,
like Ichiro.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, my batting average is way worse than Ichiro's, but even at just around 30%. But look, the USFL is making a comeback, apparently, Bubba. And we've heard that the XFL might come back too. You know, The Rock and a group have purchased it. But I don't know what to think about the USFL coming back. Now, it would be in the spring of 2022, so it wouldn't run at the same time as the NFL, which is smart. I mean, if you try to run with the big dogs, you're going to get crushed. Honestly, the only thing that could compete with the NFL at this point in time is college football. That's it. That's the only thing that could compete. So it's smart for the USFL to play in the spring, but I mean, can we have two football leagues that work? I mean, I kind of feel like we can't.
I don't think we can either, unless it has to be a league kind of like NFL Europe where the NFL backs it as its minor league program. If it's just an independent league opposite the NFL, I don't care what time of year it is, it's going to struggle tremendously. And like, as much as people thrive for football because it's the end all be all, in the springtime, it's still baseball season. I don't care how much people hate baseball. You're going to have professional baseball trumping minor league football more often than not. Like we saw with the XFL and some whatever that other league was that tried up recently too. And it's just the AFL or whatever it was.
Yeah.
It's just so tough. Like they even had financial backing and stuff that just couldn't work. So I don't see how they can do it unless they really like start to don't try to fill full stadiums, like go to smaller places and play
smaller venues like the arena football. I mean, that honestly, that's arena why the arena football. Awesome.
But see, that's a different type of football.
Yes, it is. It's, you know, it's in a smaller field. The rules are different. You know, it is. And, you know, I think also Kurt Warner helped prop up the Arena Football League.
Yes.
You know, him coming in and having unbelievable success in the NFL after being in the Arena Football League and saying, hey, I just had to get the ball out quick there. So I got used to getting the ball out. And that's what they did in St. Louis with Dick Vermeil and Mike McCarthy. Why can't I remember that coach's name? The OC for the Rams.
Talking about
Christ.
White hair, glasses. I know exactly what you're talking about. I can picture him sitting with this
terrible head coach. Yeah, he's a terrible head coach, but a great OC. Good Lord. Someone help us out with that. But right. So, I mean, I think that propped up the Arena Football League, but the USFL, and I find it weird that Fox is going to be carrying it. I guess there's no cross between the NFL and the USFL, right? Because they play in a different time of the year. But is the NFL going to be upset that they carry another football product, or do you think that the NFL doesn't care because they're so big?
I don't think the NFL will care because I think they're really not intimidated by it, to tell you the truth. I don't see how it was Mike Martz, by the way.
Thank you. I was just Googling.
Yeah.
Good
Lord. I don't think the NFL cares because they've seen so many attempts already. It just hasn't worked. So I think they'll watch it. If there's some success, they're going to buy into it and make it their minor league program. I think that's what they're doing. They're sitting, like, part of them probably goes, I kind of hope it works. Like, give me a little, like, hodgepodge or something to go on to. But I'm really not too worried about it. I don't think they're too worried about it. I hope it's good. I really do. I really, really do. But I don't think it's going to happen.
And competition breeds success, right? So, yeah. Like, you know, and that's where we got the different camera angles and stuff, because the XFL was doing the camera on the wire. And that, honestly, that was the thing that the NFL took from the XFL, was the overhead camera on the wire shot that the XFL was using. That's what the NFL did. So, you know, it can always be better. So I guess there's that.
The way it could work is you have to have good quarterbacks. We haven't had that. Every time they've tried to redo this, you have like one or two maybe decent quarterbacks. Like, if they can somehow say, hey, Andrew Luck, you want to come play football?
Oh my God, no way.
I'm shooting for the moon here, but hey, Tim Tebow, give tight end up. Come play quarterback. There you go. Stuff like that. Go get me some guy. Johnny Manziel, you want to come play quarterback? Let's see what happens.
Can you believe that Tim Tebow has the number one and number two jersey sold?
Did you hear why he's wearing 85? He says to remember his fallen teammate, Aaron Hernandez.
No, that's not true. That was an NFL memes thing. That was an NFL memes. It's not so true. It's Don't so start good. That rumor. Don't start
he's
that
jacked,
rumor.
Though. He is jacked.
He looks steroids. Like he's eating weight.
Peacup. Like religiously.
Yeah,
it's like the dude from the program.
He is enormous. So he looks like a tight end now. He does not look like a quarterback. He looks like a linebacker, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But Julio hasn't been traded. We looked at the odds earlier, and I saw a report that he's going to get traded to an AFC team for a second round pick, whether that's the Titans or the Patriots, we don't know. Also, the report wasn't from like a verified human being, so it just had many, many, many retweets, and it's a popular Twitter thing. So, I mean, would I be surprised if it was to either one of those teams for a second round pick? No, but Ian Rapoport also talked about how this doesn't have to happen until training camp. And now that they have many suitors, maybe that's going to make it take a little bit longer. Do you think this trade is going to happen within like a week, or do you think it's going to be like closer to training camp? What's your thoughts at this point, since he hasn't been traded yet?
Well, I think once they officially get like the offer they're looking for, I know that sounds simple, they'll do it. I think they'll drag it out as long as possible to try to negotiate between whatever two teams want to give them that offer until it's time to go. I don't see why you wouldn't wait that long. It's just common business sense. But it's like poker, like don't show your hand and then wait too long and they're gone. So I think it'll be closer to training camp than closer to now. Let's put it that way.
Now, the Packers have drawn the line in the sand, it seems. They just said they will absolutely not trade Aaron Rodgers. And Matt LaFleur said, well, I hope he shows up at camp. That's what we're waiting on. So obviously he ain't showing up to OTAs. You know, you talked about, hey, go get Julio if you're the Packers. And that's a big enough, my bad, Aaron, please come back. And I agree with you on that. I just don't know if they have, if they can make it work. So what are your thoughts on Aaron Rodgers, your percentage of him actually playing this year? What do you think?
It's like 99%. He's going to play. He's going to be pissed off, but he's going to play. And I still think he gets traded, to tell you the truth. But
okay, you're still on the trade thing.
They're trying to play hardball, but literally Rodgers, if he really doesn't want to play, it's not going to cost him a lot of money. Like, and he's got all the money in the world. He can go to Jeopardy. Million. Yeah, his opt-out thing I heard the other day, it only cost him right now, if he retired or whatever, $7.5 million.
Okay, I mean, maybe I'm doing that wrong, the math wrong, but what I read was it was from his original signing bonus is 11.5 for this year, 11.5 for next year. So yeah, it's 23.
AJ Hawk was talking about it the other day, and basically he'd lose $7.5 million.
AJ Hawk would know better than me.
Yeah, maybe he's wrong too, but he's saying $7.5 million. That's it. So okay. That's all it is. What's Rodgers care about that? Like, really?
Yeah, I mean, he'll get that from Jeopardy, right?
Yeah,
or easily. Jeopardy plus whatever else. Doesn't really matter. And he probably still has it. You know, he's made
and he's
so
got
much money in
star,
his career.
He's got a movie star fiance. He's going to start making millions of dollars. Like, he does not care.
It's very, very true. All right. Well, when we come back, we're going to end out the 3-hour tour. I have just an interesting comment on some ratings and rankings that a popular pro football site has done a little upset about it, but you know, it's just the way it goes sometimes.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. Social Casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
So stick with us. We'll be right back after this. It's In This League on the Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In This League.
I thought we were going to be just friends.
What? Friends? Listen to
In This League.
In the dark.
Welcome back, everybody. It's In This League on the Sports Grid. You hear In This Love. You guys know what that means. It is the end of the three-hour tour. And look, man, you know, I love Pro Football Focus. And I know a lot of Steelers fans don't like it. It seems like there's little Steelers hate slanted towards Pro Football Focus. But I never really noticed it. You know, I mean, look, I'm not that crazy rabid fan, right? That, you know, anytime somebody says something bad about Ben Roethlisberger, I have to defend him. Anytime someone makes fun of Juju with his TikTok dancing, I have to defend him. I make fun of Juju for his stupid TikTok dancing. Also, you know, like when it got to the point to where Mike Tomlin's being asked about it, it needs to stop. That's basically how I look at it. But I was surprised at how low they were ranked. PFF over the weekend ranked all 32 teams, 1 through 32, on their receiving corps. So wide receivers plus tight ends. So just a quick crack at the top five. Bub, who do you think is in the top five?
Wide receiving corps and tight ends? Mm-hmm. Well, you got to go with the Chiefs.
They're three.
Three? Mm-hmm. Wow. So other ones, wide receiving corps, Falcons?
Falcons are not in there. Not
wow.
In the top five. I'll give you the top five. You're not going to get them.
Yeah, it's going to take
number one is Tampa Bay.
Yeah, that's that makes BS. Sense. Not tight end wise, but okay.
Number two is Dallas. Number three is Kansas City. Number four is Buffalo. And number five is the Vikings. Now,
How did they? Okay, whatever.
Jefferson and Thielen are pretty good.
Yes,
okay. I don't understand it either. Irv Smith.
No love for the Dolphins. I got it. Okay.
Yeah, they're actually fairly low.
Haters.
Pittsburgh. They've got Deontay Johnson, Juju Smith, Chase Claypool. Not that low. Come on, 16. Eric Ebron and Pat Freiermuth. So. They just drafted. I thought maybe they had cracked the top 10. They're not 16. In there. 16, actually lower than 16. They're a second half, according to PFF.
Wow. What do you have? 20.
They're higher than that. They're 18.
Wow.
18, man. I mean, we got to go to break. That's it for us. Take it easy, everybody, In This League on the Sports Grid.
Moto Casino, America's
social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.